Israeli troops shot at Palestinian protesters along the border of Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza Sunday, killing at least 15 people as demonstrators marked the anniversary of Israel's creation. Joining us on the line now live is Luis Ramirez, our correspondent in Jerusalem. Luis, what is behind this violence?
Well, this is the first unified, concerted effort by the Palestinians to try to overwhelm checkpoints all along Israel's borders and boundaries. And this effort has been in the making for months. There has been an effort, first of all, a grassroots effort on the part of young Palestinians using Facebook and other social media to really drum up support for reconciliation among the Palestinian factions, to bring about unity, and to present a united face to the Israeli occupation. This is an effort for that they have embarked on to end the occupation of the West Bank and the blockade around the Gaza Strip. This movement was spearheaded by mostly young people using social media to gather support. There was a reconciliation agreement between the main Palestinian factions in March. That was a catalyst for calls for unity among Palestinians. This event on Nakba Day, as Palestinians know it, which marks the displacement of Palestinians at the creation of Israel, this event was meant to send a message to the Israelis that not only is there a reconciliation agreement in place, but that this time Palestinians are united and will push for statehood. That is the way they see it. The way it was carried out was while the planning has been underway since March, there have been meetings held across the West Bank, mainly of young people. And also there was instruction on how to demonstrate using nonviolent means. What we saw on Sunday was not necessarily nonviolent. There were a number of demonstrators who threw stones and firebombs at Israeli security forces, who then responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and stun grenades.
Meanwhile, demonstrators in Syria also tried to break through a border fence in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. What is the Syrian role in all this?
There are varying accounts coming from the Golan Heights, from the village of Majd al-Shams, which sits right on the fence that separates the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights and Syria. There have been the two sides, the Palestinians living in Israel, Palestinians living in the West Bank, and those living in Syria and other places outside of this area have been in close touch using Facebook and other means, and they coordinated to hold these rallies, these demonstrations at the checkpoints, at various border points. This is true of the borders of Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and also the Gaza Strip. What happened in Majd al-Shams on Sunday was that thousands of people from Syria, these are people who identify themselves as Palestinians living in Syria, approached the border, cut through the fence, actually took it down in some places. This is a heavily, heavily guarded zone. Once they cut down the fence, the Israeli soldiers opened fire. A number of people were killed and others wounded in this. The demonstrators, some of them made their way into the village of Majd al-Shams, and then shortly after, Israeli forces arrested them. It is not clear what the role of Syria was. One of the accusations coming from the Israeli officials is that the Assad government deliberately allowed this to take place in order to deflect some of the attention from the uprisings that are going on within Syria. That is an accusation. It is not something that has been substantiated.
Luis, is this incident, you said it was organized, is this going to be ongoing? Is it going to happen again, or is this just this one incident?
There is very much a concern among Israelis that this may be the start of more incidents to come, that this represents an escalation, the first being the signing of a reconciliation agreement that includes the militant group Hamas, and on Sunday, the gathering of these thousands of people, the rushing of checkpoints, and the breaching of borders is a troubling sign for Israeli officials. Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a threat. He said it's an appeal against the very existence of the State of Israel.
Thank you very much, Luis. That's VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez reporting to us from Jerusalem. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.